Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, ma'am?
That would be me. What do you need to know?
Okay, ma'am, is your home a single-family home? Detached,
yes.
A townhome?
Detached.
Okay, single family. Okay, and do you own or rent your home?
I own my home.
Okay. All right, ma'am, can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
5 years ago this year.
5 years ago, you said?
Mm-hmm. 2017 it was built.
2017, okay. 17.
What do you
all
do
right,
with this information?
Well, this is for, you know, for the hurricanes. It's information on hurricanes, okay? That's
I have
that's
started.
What they...
Jumping around. Go ahead.
Okay, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Over 50 years.
50 years, okay. Okay, ma'am, and have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4,
sir,
and 5?
Excuse me. We've experienced all of it. This is Florida.
Yes, ma'am. That's the reason we're doing this survey, okay? We want to know how people are, you know, how vulnerable people are about hurricanes.
Okay, very vulnerable in Florida.
So,
okay.
Do you want me?
We've had tropical storms. We've everything,
okay.
All the way up to Category 5.
Okay, one
in the state of Florida.
Okay, okay. All right, ma'am. And can you tell me the name or the year of the hurricanes or the tropical storm? Starting with the tropical storm.
The worst one storm that was Andrew that hit and wiped out Homestead in Florida.
Okay. So Andrew,
okay.
Right?
The other
the,
name,
was the storm?
Yeah, that it was a Category 4 or 5. I don't know, but that all Homestead.
Okay, so
the destruction was devastating.
So Andrew,
mostly
right?
Mostly the pan. Yeah, I don't know the names of the storms okay. that have hit the Panhandle. They have had massive destruction. We have erosion on the sea where it's taking out A1A. In Daytona
okay.
Beach area. From the
okay, what about do you remember the year of Category 1 hurricane?
Every year. We'll have it. We'll have several.
Okay,
you know, but with this year, with climate change, the Atlantic is very warm, and they predict a lot of, I don't know how many, Category 3 and more.
Category 3 or more.
This
okay,
year.
Because I'm...
Yeah, this...
Okay,
Where are you calling from?
We're calling from FIU, ma'am, Florida International
okay.
University, you know, behalf of them.
Mm-hmm.
Where
I live, everything is under... This developer, everything is underground. Okay.
Underground, okay.
Yeah, all our poles, we have no poles or anything. Everything is underground.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, you said you had all the categories. Can you provide me at the years of, like, the Category 1 hurricane?
Every year. We vary.
So, hurricane every year. So, I can put
yeah.
Any
year, every
right?
Every year, my whole. As the years have
okay.
gone by, since I've been here so long, we get Category 1, 2, and 3. We
okay,
did nothing,
so,
okay? When we started hitting the higher numbers, okay, that's when they sold houses. You cannot buy a house without hurricane shutters.
Okay, what okay, about, you said tropical storms you get every year, right?
Right.
Okay, so I can you give me a year that, you know, you got hit, y'all got hit?
Every year, my friend. We can have tropical storms. We can have Category 1. We can have Category 2. We can have 3. Then they start, when we hit Category G, then we start evacuating the beach side, and the people are taking their lives in their hands if they stay.
So in 2000, I can put 2005, 2000, you know, that was when Katrina hit, 2004, Jean.
Katrina hit Louisiana.
Okay, what about Ivan, 2004, you'll get hit by that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I can put that one. Okay.
I don't know I can't help you with the years. They're all the same. I'm 76 years old.
Okay, what about Hurricane Charlie, 2004?
All I know is that one storm, I evacuated. That's the only one time I ever evacuated to Lake City.
Okay. And Category 5, what about Matthew in, you know, Irma, 2019?
I don't know the years, my friend. All I know, when we got a hurricane, the water would come all the way up to my garage within inches.
Oh. Okay, what about Francis? Do you remember if you got hit by Francis?
No. I don't remember. That name's not familiar.
Georges, Aaron?
Don't remember.
Ian?
I'm sorry.
Nicole?
I don't remember.
Okay.
They're just storms to me.
Okay.
Or hurricanes.
So, okay, yeah, what about, you said Matthew, right? Matthew? 2016?
Don't remember. I'm sorry. I don't go by name.
But you said pretty much every year, right?
Every year. Hurricane season starts June 1st, goes until October or November. How long have you been in Florida at FIT?
We do this every year. We do this survey, ma'am, just to, you know, see if anything changes. You know, that's what they do it for.
I truly believe climate change is every year is getting worse.
We have some questions like that too. Okay. All right, ma'am. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically, you know, damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
I live in a 55 and over community. The houses are, like, on top of each other. Okay? We have a small backyard.
So, no, right? No physically damaged by a hurricane?
I've had, when I owned a bigger house, okay, prior to moving to 55 and over, the fence would be knocked down, and that's it. It's just waiting for the water
but
to recede.
But right now, where you live, no physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, none.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And now, how vulnerable do you feel, you know, to damage from hurricane or related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
One year, five or six years ago, numerous times there was a warning of tornadoes. We were constantly moving into the utility room where there was no windows. We just had chairs in there. And we would sit it out because in the night you cannot see where the tornado is. Okay. We would have a portable radio, you know, to tell us exactly where it is. But we never suffered. I've never seen a tornado. The last time I saw a tornado was in Houston, Texas.
Okay, so would you say somewhat vulnerable or not too vulnerable?
Not too much.
Not too vulnerable. Okay.
If we hit a Category 3, that's when I start getting nervous because we can go from a 3 to a 5.
Okay, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up a hurricane shutters, board up the home?
Yes.
What about buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, or call the insurance company, or drive to home or relative or friend in another area?
No. At this point, I feel very safe in this house with a hurricane.
So just with the shutters and board up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a 55, okay. It's older community, okay, you have neighbors. They help you. They'll put up
okay.
on each other's. Now that they're getting older, I hire somebody.
Okay.
I call him.
Okay.
He puts them up. He takes them down.
Okay, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, like hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and you could be secure within a few hours?
I'm always prepared year-round for a hurricane. I have lanterns.
Okay, so.
I have cases of water. I have food that you in the pantry that you can eat without, if I lose electricity. I have never lost electricity. Thank God everything is underground. Okay. I am totally prepared year-round for hurricanes.
Okay. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will be, you have, you know, all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain, yeah.
Very
I
certain.
I even feel
okay.
more secure because these houses are so close together. It's very hard from a hurricane with the winds to do that much damage when the houses are so close together, depending on. I get nervous if it comes in on the East Coast because we are on the East Coast. If it comes mm-hmm. in on the West Coast, it's going to lose its momentum. It might be sound like a Category 5 coming, but by the time it hits Orlando, it's only going to be maybe a 2 or a 1.
Okay, ma'am, please select your top 3 sources of information, you know, like internet sources, other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube. Or WhatsApp?
I depend on my weather station, on my iPad. I'm not into social media at all.
But
I'm
internet,
Facebook, I'm
for
not,
sure, right? Internet sources?
Right. Mm-hmm. Wi-Fi. The television.
Okay,
the
television.
Local stations. Yeah. I depend on
okay,
that.
Okay, radio. Radio, right?
And radio. And I also okay. have... a battery-operated weather connected. It connects to the weather station in Melbourne, and it,
oh, okay.
it you know, it, with an antenna. My brother had it for fishing purposes. It tells you what the tides are, what's coming, and I have that also.
Okay, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5. 5,
okay. All right, ma'am, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of child care, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
Okay, the last year with the damage that was done to the state of Florida, personal damage not to my home, to other people in Florida, my car insurance went from $700 to $1,200.
So cost of insurance, right?
Yeah, on car. And that's
what
car.
Else?
I don't
about,
know property, George.
Okay, so nothing else, right? Just the cost of insurance.
Everything has gone up. Food has gone up. We're on Social Security.
So food.
Yeah,
okay,
food has gone up.
What a,
your utensils. I don't know about. There's always been an increase in everything. Your maintenance costs.
Okay.
Your lawn service. Your electric. Everything with the inflation. In the last 40
okay,
years, and you know what administration is that?
Okay.
We went from 1.4%. To 9.
Okay, and is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone then?
It's in a flat.
So
I
no,
don't know if
neither.
I don't know if it's a flood zone. I don't know that off the top of my head.
What about evacuation zone?
No, no. That was mostly the evacuation is trailer parks and beachside.
So this will be neither flood or evacuation, right?
Right. I have never had, never in the years I've lived here have ever, and I've rented houses and didn't have shutters.
Okay, ma'am, and when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watches it, like hurricane conditions are possible for 40 hours? So probably never, right? Okay.
Right.
If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family? Another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not live under any circumstances?
I have left, okay, and stayed at a hotel in northern Florida when it was coming through the Orlando area, and that was the only time that I evacuated, and I would not like to do that again unless I'm forced to do it.
So you would not live under any circumstances if you don't have to, right?
Okay. If we're a Category 5, okay, yes. If that is definite that we are in a Category 5 and it's coming in on the East Coast, yes, I would evacuate to whatever location, north or south, to get away from it.
So to as far as possible, to another state, right?
If I have to,
If you have to, okay. All right, ma'am, and how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Two, okay.
And usually during hurricane season, they're always gassed up.
Okay, what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy?
I don't know.
I remember, how confident are you that you could come up like with $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? The first one says, I'm certain I could come up with full $2,000. Probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000, or I am certain I could not come up with $2,000.
I could come up with the $2,000.
Okay. How has your home insurance rate, changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly over 10%. So be increased somewhat 1 to 10%, or increased significantly over 10%.
I'd say it's more than 10% off the top of my head. I've gone over the figures with George. George is an accountant. He handles all the bills in his house. He tells me in January basically with everything.
So that's 1 year. What about 1 to 3 years? Has it decreased or increased or remained the same?
If we get, depending on who's in politics at the time and who's in the office.
Okay, but you don't remember top of your head if it went up or went down like in 1 to 3 years ago.
It's gone in 4 years. We have gone up.
Okay, so
in everything,
always
under this administration.
Maybe, okay, over 10%, right, or 1 to 10%.
Oh yeah. We went from 1.4% inflation to 9% right now. That's a big increase.
All right. What about 3 to 5 years, has it decreased or increased or remained the same?
3 to 5, including the last 4 years,
it's
increased every year.
Increased.
Everything.
So both. So 5 to 10 years the same, right?
Yep. Okay. Well, it depends on who's in the office. That's the whole thing.
Okay, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
Checked out everything and made decisions based on the information we had. I told you, George was an accountant. He figured it out.
Okay, so maybe I can only pick one, and it will jump to, but you said all the above, right?
Yeah, I'd say all your love. Yeah.
Okay.
How many more questions we have?
We're almost finished.
All right. You have to speed this up. I just got out of the hospital.
Okay, I apologize for that. All the, you say all the above. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and
live on
if
two
you
social
could,
security checks.
If you could insure your property for less, you know, than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Would that be 100%? I want to be insured, you know, for the full replacement value.
I cannot answer that question. That is George's area of expertise.
Okay, so okay, so no. Okay, ma'am. Which
take
of the
care
would you
take care of the finances?
Okay, which of the following would you consider taking, you know, if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county,
no.
Moving to another county within Florida?
No.
So
no.
We'll not move, right?
I'm in the last
we'll
house,
move.
Right? This is the last house.
Okay. I remember in recent years there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would
no,
you consider
never.
If it's your mortgage? So no, right? No.
No.
Okay.
No. No.
Okay. If it,
no.
If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would that be federal government, state government, or local government? Or government should
more.
Not be involved?
Okay,
or government should not be involved?
It's a FEMA is a joke for helping people. Unless you have your insurance papers and your ownership papers on you, it's a joke. Okay, people evacuate without the important papers that they needed or they lost it in a tornado. Okay?
Okay.
If I have to evacuate, you know, I would take all my important papers with me, proof of ownership, and then the insurance policies I have. That's the most important papers that you can have. Okay?
So government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I do not trust our federal government. It is corrupt. Since I live in Florida, and we have a governor that cares about the people in Florida and acts fast, I really depend on state and local more than I do federal.
So be a state and local, right? Not federal.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I remember on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
Yes. Okay. I'd say 4. Okay. Because every
4.
Year they increase. Yeah. They increase.
What
the
about
way you build a house?
Okay. What about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I don't know.
Not confidence, reasonable confidence, or just, you know, our very high confidence that they do that?
Medium. Just say medium. Comfortable.
Three reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say 3.
Okay. That, what about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk? No confidence?
With all
the reasonable confidence?
Okay, you're at FIT. If you look around, you see all these apartment complexes that are built, they're up to code with wood. Okay? I live in a house that's stucco. I feel more secure in a stucco house than I would in a wooden building and living in a 5-story apartment building, which they're building. There are 900 people a day moving to Florida.
So
why we have so many apartments.
So you have very high confidence on that?
Mm-hmm.
Or reasonable or no confidence?
I have a lot of confidence when this house is built.
Okay.
Being up to code.
Okay. What about the new developments take into account flood risk? No confidence? Reasonable confidence or very high confidence?
In what?
That the new developments take into account flood risk.
Your apartment buildings are at high risk. And that's what they're building.
Okay, so
there's very little in Brevard County where I live that they're building homes. They're going nutsy cuckoo with apartment complexes, which are 5, 6, 7 buildings, 2, 3 story, 5-story with elevators to accommodate all these people that are moving here.
So that means you have no confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence?
Here we go. Let's go with 3.
3. Okay, and the last one says that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Codes should be increased depending on climate change. If more is needed, then the houses and apartments should be built up to code.
So you, how much confidence do you have? No confidence?
I have.
Reasonable?
No, I have
confidence.
I say 4.
4. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Okay. My finances will, because of the destruction of the erosion of the beaches. We're losing our beaches. I'm 9 miles away from the ocean.
I believe it's happening and I will be affected. The second one says, yes, I believe it's happening, but I saw the first one, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. And would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of the government buyout program or neither?
None. Never government program.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. Okay. If the government were to take action, on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes.
They're going to increase property taxes.
So property taxes, okay. All right, ma'am, most of Florida coastal area, have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, of 33 feet above sea level. And they are especially vulnerable for flooding, associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly concerned.
Yeah, slightly
concerned. These houses where the patio and everything, the water will go away from the house. It's downhill in the backyard.
Okay. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, or proximity to job. You can pick three of those
with that one, okay? Because all the categories you give me is not my category. I am 55 and over. I moved to a community where it's on one level, there's no upstairs and downstairs. It's 1,200 square feet. Okay.
Okay.
I have 3 bedrooms, 2 baths.
So none of those, right?
No, anything you said, I don't fit into it. Florida is a retirement state. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And that wasn't any of your choices. And can we please get to the end of the survey?
Yes, we almost.
You keep saying that we're not ending. You get one more question, and that's it.
And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than
until
a year?
I die.
Between,
until I die.
Can you give me one of those choices? Because I don't have that choice. Less than a year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5. 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10, let's put it all up.
5 to 10, okay. And, finally, ma'am, just a few background questions and we'll be finished.
No, that's it. I told you one more question, that's it. You've asked too many questions, I'm sorry. Too many.
Yes, I know
about
this part of the
story. I'm done.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your time, okay?
Shirley, where are you?